Yeah. There's a lot of heat coming our way in Montreal. Heat Above by Greta Van Fleet, playing on Shum 97.7. They're getting a huge fan base here in Montreal. We saw that last night. Just while that song was playing, we got a couple of texts in here to 11977, Des.
Yeah, Emily said, it feels so good to hear it on the radio. When I heard it yesterday live, best concert in a long while.
This guy says, hey, Pete, show was fantastic last night. We're on our way to Toronto now for our 10th Greta show. Dave F. wrote that.
Wow.
That's been pretty loyal. Also, Jeffrey Montreal said it was like an old-fashioned show last night. Show music director Pierre Landry was in the audience last night, too, for the Pretty Reckless and for Greta Van Fleet. Good morning to you, mon Pierre.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Chantal.
Hey, how was it?
It was amazing. The texters were saying it was a real rock show. It was general admission. I don't remember the last show that I saw at the Bell Center where there were no seats on the floor. So everybody's standing packed really close to the stage. The interesting thing of watching a rock concert, of course, it's seeing the band, but it's also seeing the reaction and the people singing along and the different generations that were there. You know, there were some very young people there and old rockers as well who, you know, probably got into Greta because of the Led Zeppelin references early on, even though the band's moved on since. But really, really strong set from Greta last night. And Pretty Reckless as well. It was really amazing.
Hey, how many people were there? It wasn't sold out, was it, or was it?
The crowd was estimated at 11,000, which, is pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah.
And what was the highlight for you?
For me, it's just the way that they communicate. It's that language and the vibe that, you know, transcends from the stage into the audience. The set itself was really minimal in the sense that it kind of resembled, Pete might remember this, but, you know, Queen at the Forum back in 81, I wasn't there, but I remember seeing videos of it and how the lights are on either side, but, you know, it wasn't extravagant. And then some lights that would flicker all across the stage on the front. And then, you know, they had pyrotechnics, they had flames. But it's just that, you know, the sheer communication of rock music, you know, from this very young band to an audience, there was something very old school and something, you know, very natural about the way these guys, conduct themselves on stage and the way they play. And you know, the three brothers who, you know, visibly grew up playing music together.
Right. Old school, you know, you go to shows now and they're almost a little bit too formulaic, I find, you know, and they're like a little too rehearsed and not much interaction with the audience. It's like, okay, play this song, then this song, then this song, and don't stray off the path. Did you get that old kind of feel where they, you know, they're taking a couple of seconds to tune their guitars and you know what I mean? Was it old school like that?
Well, not to that point necessarily, but you know, the bare aspect of the stage, quote unquote, you know, like I went to see Roger Waters a month ago and the show was amazing, but you spend half of the show looking at a screen because of all of the visuals and, you know, like all of the high technology and everything else. And you kind of forget that, you know, Roger Waters is on the stage in front of you. You're just looking at a screen up top.
Right.
Whereas with Greta, you're looking at the band on stage because there are almost no distractions behind them. It's all about them, the music, and the fans in front of them. Like it was really a loud crowd. You know, Montreal crowds are known to be loud.
Yes.
Last night, I swear to you, everybody was singing every single lyric back to them. You know, like that reputation that Montreal has as a loud and loving audience was proven once again last night.
Good.
That's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. I love when they turn it up loud, too. It must be the fact that I'm a little bit deaf, but I find that some shows are actually a little too quiet nowadays, you know? And was great. If they could do closed captioning, it'd be even more great.
Well,
love that.
You would have loved Pretty Reckless because the bottom end, it was so loud. I mean, I wear earplugs when I go to shows, and I could just feel the bass, like right in my rib cage. Like you would have heard, Pete, you would have heard everything from the Pretty Reckless last night.
What did you say? Hey, Pierre, thanks for checking and we appreciate it. And I do get a great review from you. People are texting and saying it was like the best show they've seen in years. So
it just felt great to rock out. Like, you know, it had been a long time, you know, the whole pandemic stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were there to, you know, kind of shake off some dust that was building up for 2.5 years.
Well said, man. Hey, Pierre, thanks. Have yourself a good Friday, bud. Love you.
You too, guys.